Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Saudi airstrikes hit Yemen. Saudi warplanes bombed key military installations in Yemen Thursday while leading an offensive involving Gulf Arab allies and others in the region in support of internationally backed President Abdelrab Mansour al-Hadi. It's drawing angrier action from Iran. VOA's Scott Bob reports.
The Iranian government denounced the airstrike, saying they would complicate efforts to end a conflict that is likely to further inflame sectarian hostilities across the region. Iran supports Houthi rebels in Yemen who follow a similar form of Shia Islam. The Saudi government said it would do whatever is necessary to protect what it called the legitimate government of Yemen. The Arab League, which is gathering for a summit in Egypt, said it fully supported the Saudi-led effort. Yemeni President Abdelrab Mansour Hadi had taken refuge in the southern city of Aden after being driven from the capital Sana'a last month. The airstrikes were aimed at halting a Houthi advance, which had reached the outskirts of Yemen's second-largest city. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
French authorities say the co-pilot of a doomed Germanwings jetliner deliberately crashed the aircraft into the side of a mountain in the French Alps Tuesday, killing all 150 people on board. Marseille prosecutor Brice Robin announced the horrifying conclusions Thursday, saying audio evidence shows 27-year-old co-pilot Andreas Lubitz, a German national, locked the pilot out of the cockpit of the jetliner, then, while alone, manually changed controls to send the aircraft into a gradual 8-minute final descent into the mountain. And police in Uganda say they've received credible information that Somali militant group Al-Shabaab is planning an attack in the capital, Kampala. Similar warning heard at the U.S. Embassy a day earlier. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif resumed their negotiations on Iran's nuclear program Thursday in Switzerland as they face a self-imposed March 31st deadline for a framework agreement. Iran and the group that includes the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany want to reach a final deal by the end of June that would restrain Iran's nuclear activity in return for easing economic sanctions. Iraqi forces carried out operations to recapture the city of Tikrit Thursday, hours after warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition launched airstrikes on Islamic State targets in the city. An Iraqi military officer told the Associated Press the clashes intensified as Iraqi troops and special forces moved toward the center of Tikrit. Nigeria's president and his main challenger have released a statement pledging to respect the outcome of Saturday's election as long as it is free, fair, and credible. President Goodluck Jonathan and his opponent Muhammadu Buhari also called on Nigerians to refrain from violence or any act that may jeopardize the election's credibility. A Kenyan member of parliament is under investigation for allegedly raping a woman in his Nairobi office. VOA's Gabe Joslow has details.
A crowd of about 60 activists marched past the Supreme Court, the police headquarters, and toward the National Assembly, chanting, "We don't want excuses, we want justice." The march comes as Member of Parliament Gideon Mwiti Ireya faces accusations of beating and raping a woman who had come to his private office a few days ago to discuss official business. Local media report the woman was also forced to take an HIV test before she was assaulted. Ireya, who denies the accusations, has changed his story several times, first saying he did not know the woman, and then later admitting that they had been out together at a club he owns. Charges have yet to be filed. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The human rights group Amnesty International says Palestinian militants committed war crimes during last year's war in Gaza, months after the agency made the same charge against Israel. In an Amnesty report Thursday, it found that militants, including Hamas, killed Israeli and Palestinian civilians with unguided rockets and mortars. Amnesty issued a report in November accusing Israel of war crimes by firing missiles into Gaza, killing entire families and destroying homes. President Vladimir Putin says that Russia must grow stronger, accusing the West of trying to destabilize the country. Speaking to senior officials of the Federal Security Service, the country's main security agency, Mr. Putin said he hoped the international situation, including around Russia, would improve. Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine a year ago, and the U.S. and European Union have imposed sanctions. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.